Mein Zeit ist begrenzt, die Uhr läuft und leider muss ich das auf Englisch machen. My name is Darnell Stephen Summers. I'm a Vietnam veteran and I believe I know what I'm talking about. I'm a member of the Stop the War Brigade and the Vietnam Veterans Against the War Anti-Imperialists. I've been active in the anti-war movement for over 40 years. This military installation here in Carnarvon has a long and bloody and violent history. A history that no one can or should be proud of. I don't know what your commanders have told you, but judging by how most of you are behaving, I doubt that you really know the truth about anything concerning this base. If you did, considerably more of you would be up in arms about being so cruelly deceived. On March 21st, 1937, the base here in Carnarvon was activated, became home of the Condor Legion. A condor, by the way, is a vulture which feeds on carrion. A brief history of this installation can be found on an Army website, which incidentally glosses over the crimes that have been committed and many more historical facts. This installation is literally swimming in blood. It is an abomination. It is an affront to common decency and civilization. On April 27th, 1937, elements of the Condor Legion, having been earlier transferred to Spain, attacked the Basque capital of Harganica. As a result, carpet bombing became a standard military term. Pablo Picasso would later paint his most famous work, Guernica, which depicted the suffering and immense loss of life as a result of that attack. An attack planned and carried out by Spanish fascists and German Nazis. These were some of the same scum that our fathers, brothers, grandfathers, and uncles fought against during the Second World War. Just to put this all in perspective, I'm 61 years old. I was born in 1947, 10 years after that attack, and I served in Vietnam, which was not so long ago. Some of you who are perhaps listening will never live to see 61, let alone 31. Your lives will be sacrificed for nothing. After all these years have passed, your corrupt government still hasn't learned anything. They are now worse than the Nazis who were defeated, and they are dragging you in tow. It is clear, however, that some of you may know what's going on now at this time. The carnage that has been perpetrated reaches far beyond the boundaries of Germany. The suffering was and is international. No one knows exactly how many lives have been lost because of the existence of this base. Bombs have rained down on innocent victims over a 70-year period. The bombs were carried to their targets by all sorts of aircraft, including the German Ju-52 and the modern American attack and transfer helicopters maintained right here at this base. Let's not beat around the bush. This place where we stand houses instruments of death. The main reason why those who know the truth want to keep as many people in the dark as possible is quite simple to fathom. They don't want informed soldiers. They want a strong back and a weak mind. The U.S. military is always quick to say, we don't pay you to think, and they mean just that. Sure, you get a steady diet of CNN, Fox News, and other major news services, television, blah, blah. But can anyone argue what these agents are serve up as news has anything to do with real information? And it's not colored by their own dishonest agenda. Many of you will have no idea about what I'm talking about, but some of you may. Most of you have been miseducated and deprived of a good education. Even your commander-in-chief, Barack Obama, talks about a total restructuring of the U.S. educational system. One of the main deficiencies is history. Your president must also take a few history lessons. His lack of knowledge is beginning to show. People barely know when they were born. They have no perspective on the future, and the past for them is what happened just a few days ago. There was a famous philosopher by the name of Cicero who once said, he who knows not history is destined to remain a child. Well, that's true. If you have no grip on reality, you can be told and made to accept anything. Now, that's not always the case, because there's always a few people who can see through the lies and or have experiences which expose those lies. The U.S. military preys on the young. It fuels its military adventures with the body and soul of an unwitting and uninformed nation. We stand here today on the verge of a large-scale escalation in Afghanistan. Business as usual. Nothing has really changed, and they have the nerve to talk about disarmament while they are preparing to widen the war in Afghanistan. Iraq is still in a state of emergency. Iraqis are still being slaughtered. U.S. soldiers continue to kill and be killed. President Obama, like those who came before him, most recently that idiot George Bush, is nothing more than a puppet. When you look at his performance on the international stage, you can see that Obama is ill-advised and ill-informed. He can come with the pious platitudes and slick slogans, but words are not enough. Is Specialist Shepard a coward? Is he a traitor? No. If he would support these wars, knowing full well about all the crimes committed against humanity, he would certainly be a coward and a traitor to the human race. You are a coward and a traitor if you don't stand up. Those of you who go to foreign lands and kill and maim without conscience or mercy are nothing more than common murderers. This isn't just about complaints about loud helicopter training flights over Ansbach and outlying areas. To reduce it to that would call it a local issue, and that it is not. The blood trail reaches across the planet. This is about war, a war that people in Ansbach only see on TV and read about in newspaper. This community allows American combat units to practice their deadly trade right in their backyard. That fact alone makes Ansbach, and in a larger sense, the German government, culpable, directly responsible. The blood is on their hands. Kurt Tucholsky said, "All soldiers are murderers." I understand the sentiment, but I don't exactly agree with that statement, because there are soldiers who refuse to murder, pillage, and plunder. There are soldiers who resist once they have seen the light and know the truth. A friend of mine once said, "To die in a war is a terrible thing, but to die for a lie is the worst thing that can happen." I don't maintain that all soldiers are murderers, but there are murderers among you. Some of you who do not value whole human life. Some who have even been charged and convicted of the crimes by the U.S. military. That's a fact. There are pedophiles, rapists, sadists, you know, you name them, they're there. What ultimately gives them an opportunity to act is an unjust cause built on a lie. Any reasonable person would agree that what I'm saying is the truth. But unfortunately, there are those among you who live and die by the lie. We support these soldiers, the ones who take a stand, the ones who fight back against crimes against humanity, the soldiers who condemn imperialist war, the soldiers who have learned from their mistakes. We stand here today on the verge of a large-scale escalation in Afghanistan. Nothing has really changed. Two things are certain. Some of you will die in an unjust war, but on the other hand, some will resist, and we will do all that's in our power to protect those who have the courage and will to say, just say no. Thank you.